Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Mr. Skin, how are ya?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Just super excited that we're going to be doing episode 166. And
yeah, I can't believe it. You know, last week, we were both off because it was Labor Day.
Right.
We tape on Mondays. So we have 2 weeks of stuff to catch up on. And I went in and grabbed just the breast of the best. So yeah, it's really good. A lot of things happened since you and I spoke. And we'll be going over today. If you are just tuning into the Mr. Skin Podcast for the first time, we what we do, Andrea and I, is go over, you know, all the latest television and movie nudity, and if there's any nudity news for the week, we go over that. But there's always new stuff, and just keeping up with this is work. Not that I'm complaining, but there's so much stuff, including Andrea, this brand new show now. I'm wondering if you know about it, because they've been advertising the crap out of it. It's called Carnival Row from Amazon.
No, and I'm actually a little shocked, because I watch a lot of, like, you know, Amazon Prime streaming. So I'm wondering, like, does this not fit my personal algorithm of things it thinks I want to see?
Are you saying you don't like fairies naked? Oh. Is that it?
Because I mean, I don't
know. This thing, I think the big thing, they got Orlando Bloom the star in this, so it's getting a lot of publicity, and I gotta say, it reminds me of that HBO's Carnival, and you know, one of my favorite movies of all time is Two Moon Junction. From the standpoint of that great tradition of nudity in carny movies or carny TV shows, and the twist on this though is, so let me read a little description of the show and tell me if
I'm
this
intrigued.
Yeah, tell me what you think. So Orlando Bloom is a human. He's a detective.
Mm-hmm.
And I say human because the woman that he has a relationship or you know, in this is a fairy played by Cara Delevingne.
Okay.
Delevingne, and they rekindle a dangerous affair in a Victorian fantasy world.
Oh, Lord, that's
so,
why.
Yeah, it's really...
I'm like, I don't know.
No.
Victorian fantasy
it's
world.
Yeah, and it's...
Watch this, but like, I gotta tell you, like, I'm making fun of it.
It got a lot of publicity, like Comic-Con. People were really into this show. They've renewed it for a second season.
Oh,
Orlando
wait,
Bloom.
There was a first season already? Wait, huh?
No. Well, this is the first season I'm going to talk about, because
okay,
they released the whole first season.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
what?
It's really a weird premise for a show, but you know, obviously there's a carnival backdrop to it, but Victorian fantasy world to me is a very it just makes it's limiting in the amount of people that might like jump on this, but yet I read the reviews, I talk to people have you know, pretty into the show.
Okay.
And yeah, we'll see. But it's funny because, you know, in these politically correct times, it's kind of funny what I'm going to tell you this. But Andrea, Orlando Bloom has sex with a fairy. Yeah. It is.
It doesn't
funny,
surprise
but,
me.
Well, it's weird because the show does have a lot of nudity. We went through the whole first season and I'd rank it in the top 10 television shows for nudity this year. But
oh, nice.
The main actress, Cara Delevingne.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. She has a great topless scene, but yes. She has wings, like fairy wings.
Yeah, I just came upon that image right now, and I think I might check out this show for real.
Yeah. So I guess it's, from what I've read, it's kind of a metaphor for the modern immigration, what's going on, and the refugees, you know, and refugees, and the fairies are kind of stand-ins for modern refugees. Not that that makes it any less or more hot, but it's just kind of giving you some backdrop. But anyway, the show's called Carnival Row. I know I heard Orlando Bloom on the Howard Stern Show promoting it. He's been doing a ton of advertising. There's been a ton of articles about when he was caught with nude paddleboarding with Katy Perry, and he kind of looked like he had a pretty big package. So he's been answering questions about the size of his dick.
What does he say, Skin? What does he say?
Now, he says he doesn't think it's that big, but
all the guys pictures, think that they're not that big.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I wish I could say that, right?
Oh, you know yours is gargantuan?
No, quite the reverse. So, yeah, but anyway, so it's a new show that launched, and again, I'm hearing rumors that they're going to stop, not completely, but a lot of these where they release all the episodes on, you know, in one day, the streaming services are going to start to look at maybe releasing things on a week-to-week basis, which would kind of bum me out.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time saying, for that.
Well, listen, all my life growing up, the old TV series, you would watch things week-to-week, and there was like, you'd build like
anticipation,
you know, anticipation and everything. So I don't know if it's good or it's going to be bad for us, because we'd love to like to know right away how much nudity is in a whole season. And it's always a big day when these shows release, so that our guys go through all the episodes and we post it and we all talk about it at the office. But it'll be kind of a bummer if it's just one a week. But that's where I think this is going. And I guess, I mean, some people like that because, like I said, it builds anticipation. You remember each episode a little better when you have a week to, like, kind of, you know, think about it and the whole thing. So we'll see. But anyway, Carnival Row is out. A cool new show with lots of nudity. And a lot of the other actresses, Maeve Dermody, Anna Rust, Carla Chrome, who else was in it? Erica Starkova. Not big names, but
a lot of nudity,
Yeah, a lot of nudity. Probably the biggest names is Cara Delevingne. So anyway, check it out. Carnival Row on Amazon. It's released. And season 2 is coming. We'll keep you posted.
All right. Well, you've piqued my interest.
Yeah. Well, also last night, The Affair, which I've talked to you a lot about over the course of time. And, you know, the show started in 2014 with Dominic West and Maura Tierney. He was a, you know, kind of a struggling author but was married to a relatively wealthy woman, and they had 4 kids, and they go to Montauk for vacation, Montauk, and they are up there, and they meet Ruth Wilson, who's a waitress, and he ends up having an affair with her, which was a really cool premise way back in 2014 when the show started. But over time, here we are in 2019 in the 5th and final season on Showtime, it's really gone, in my opinion, away from The Affair into just a kind of a drama with a lot of weird stuff happening. And I got to tell you, though, it's gotten better and better in nudity. Like, I think over the last you know, 3 seasons were better than the first 2 seasons as far as nudity goes. Yeah, but anyway, last night, this Kira Hartig plays Prue. She's an actress shooting a sex scene on set, and Dominic West kind of busts in on the set, and she has to scramble to get her clothes on, but a really great nude scene. She's a newcomer, not anyone we had heard of, but now I want you to look at real closely at this the pick from this, because do you see what the guy's wearing? Like,
okay, at first I was like, what is this? I thought maybe he had a I don't know what the equivalent on a man would be, but I thought it was like a fupa for a second. I thought he had like a flap of fat.
No, that's not it.
I zoomed in and I'm like, okay, that's not skin, that's not fat, that doesn't look like a dick. So what is that? It looks like a G-string.
When you film movies, a lot of men will put like the skin color like a cock sock, so you're not actually touching genitalia during sex. So that's what that is, because it's funny. I was looking, it's like a crotch guard, but I was looking at her breasts, and all of a sudden I look over and I'm like, what the hell does that guy have on his thing? So it was very disturbing to see that. I don't want to see the guy's cock sock, you know?
No, not really. And, and it's just so funny, like my morbid ass, I'm like, oh, it's a flap of skin.
No. It's not a flap
like,
of skin.
Like, that's not a dick. But no.
Yeah. And also in last night's episode, so she has a great topless scene. Then Emily Browning, who plays Sierra, is having little trouble. She's all these for those of you who love to watch women breastfeed, this is a one of those breastfeeding topless scenes from Emily Browning. And then Maura Tierney didn't get naked, but she was about to have sex with this guy named Sasha, and he pulls off her panties and we could see her side butt, not technically nude, but pretty hot scene. And then an old favorite of ours, and Angie, I want to talk to you about this, because I get the rough sex thing. And if you're like a married couple and you want to have rough sex and you trust each other, that's fine. But she picks up this guy for a one night stand, a bartender, Anna Paquin does. And while they're having sex, he's like choking her and stuff.
Oh, hell
just,
no.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that. It it doesn't do it for me. So I don't know what you think of that. I'm pretty sure I know.
I mean, as open and weird and kinky and freaky as I may seem, I am pretty vanilla when it comes to the bedroom play. I have friends and, you know, girls who I know that work in adult who really love being choked during sex.
Really?
They say it takes them to another level. You know, it's like the autoerotic asphyxiation. You want to cut off your blood supply so that you almost lose consciousness. And apparently you have an orgasm in another dimension. It's like life changing. Yeah. So once you kind of you have that, you don't want to have a regular lame orgasm.
Well, you know what? It's like pizza. I mean, how many bad orgasms do you have? You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you, but it's like, I don't get off on feeling scared. If it's with my husband, who I've been in a 17-year relationship with, I don't want him choking me. And even though I trust him more than anyone, I don't need fear to get off. So that's not a component I understand. But I'll tell you, though, it is hot to watch. It just doesn't... it's not an interest on my in my personal.
Yeah,
so I
should mention it's a sexy scene. Yet there's always
there's
that element.
Yeah, something real hot about watching it. You know,
yeah,
it's dangerous.
Right, exactly. And I always wonder,
I'm too
like,
pussy to try it. Let's just be real. I'm a puss. Okay.
Yeah. No, I get it. I just don't know how do people know the correct time to stop?
See, that's what I don't know, Scannon. I don't want to find out. But you know what? If you would like to do some practical experimentation this week and get back to me next week and let me know.
Could you imagine? What a horrible way to accidentally kill yourself, man. You're sitting there with your drawers down. But anyway, we got to remember they are acting and we could remind ourselves. But this Anna Paquin, our great friend from True Blood, and has said very nice things about Mr. Skin. We're big fans of hers and was happy that she was nude last night, except that she was being choked, I should say.
Hey, you know what? I want to put this to the listeners. If you guys listening know how you know when to ease off of the choking, leave us a voicemail, please, 484-SKIN-POD, and please teach me and Skin a thing or two.
Yeah, because especially if you're doing it for the sake of this powerful orgasm.
Right.
How do you know? Yeah, I don't know. How do you know when's the right time to pull back on that, right?
Yeah.
Safe words, I guess. Safe words and safe taps.
Well, you can't talk if you're being choked, Skin.
Yeah, how do you do? Yeah. Or a coded tap or something. I don't know. So, yeah. I don't know.
They're like tapping out. They think you're patting their ass. Like, no.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah, could you imagine you missed the coded tap? And then, yeah. But blue is the color of my true love's breast, right? So, yeah. Anyway, sorry. but let me get, there's a lot of other stuff to get to for this week. So Netflix released a real cool mini series called The Spy, which I definitely want to watch because it's based on the life of this Eli Cohn, this legendary Israeli spy. And this guy managed to embed himself in, you know, Syrian high society and rise through the ranks of the Syrian regime. It was a big deal. But his story is really cool. But believe it or not, Andrea, this is a 6-episode miniseries, and the star, the guy playing Eli Cohn, is none other than Borat, Sacha Baron Cohen, and it's a serious role, so it's kind of weird to see him in a serious role because you think he's going to bust out a Borat or something. But
yeah,
he's really good from what I read, and the story is to me something I'd want to check out. So I'm definitely going to watch this, and I'll tell you what else. Incredibly hot nudity in this, not from any actress, anyone you know, they're European actresses and stuff, but check out the CP have the pics up for you, because it's really, really great, great nudity. The one girl that plays his wife is Hadar Ratzan Rotem.
Okay.
But the prostitute girl is really hot, which I can't even pronounce her name, but I love this stewardess. Topless.
Ooh,
with the yes. pilot hat on. That was in the fifth episode. So,
yeah. See, I like that look.
Yeah, there's an orgy scene with some nudity, but the actresses are uncredited. But so you have these three girls in the pics that he showed, and then this orgy scene. So overall, The Spy really was fantastic. A six episode miniseries for nudity. Now I got to catch up on the actual show and see what happens. So,
and this is based on a true story.
Oh yeah, no, that's why I want to see it. So,
okay,
yeah, really cool,
interesting.
So it's called The Spy. Netflix released it last week. We're all over it. We went through it, and we're very happy with the nudity. So, and Sacha Baron Cohen, I'm a big fan of his. So I'm excited to see that.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Camstar Spotlight of the Week. Let's welcome 34, 26, 36 Katie Camps to the show. Hey, beautiful. How are you?
Wonderful. Hi.
I don't know what I like more, your measurements or your voice.
Thank you.
Yes. In the world of Playboy, we call that a fuck me voice. Super hot. Obviously, me and Scan have been looking at your profile, looking at your Twitter account. I got to tell you, first and foremost, I'm obsessed with your pinned tweet where you're just like playing with your ass and dancing super sexy.
Oh, that's such an old video.
But you know what? It's up there for a reason. It's mesmerizing. It's just like, yeah, it's on loop, and I just keep watching it over and over and over. Were you always just naturally sexy?
I never really thought of myself that way.
Well, I just feel like if you can move like that and you know how to touch yourself, you're kind of just born with it, you know?
Yeah, that or like all the years of stripping.
Oh, okay. That's where it comes from. Gotcha. So you have a lot of different specialties and tags and kinks on your profile on katiecams.cammodels.com. And had a couple of questions for you. Obviously, when looking at the tags, so people can find you based on how would you describe yourself. You know, we got perfect tits, which I totally understand. You got those perky tits, role playing, you know, a bunch of stuff. What is amazing SPH? What does that mean?
Small penis humiliation.
Skin, oh my God. You think by now I would have figured that out. I really was.
I know. Every time we say, yeah, luckily neither of us know about that, right?
No. Okay. You're not the first cam star to tell us that guys love this. What is going on with this fetish? And was it weird for you the first couple of times or what?
Yeah, it was a little bit awkward, but as, you know, more I got into it, more I was doing it, I found that I'm really good at humiliating guys with teeny weenies.
Oh, wow.
But are their weenies really that teeny? Because what we've been hearing from some of the cam stars, the StreamMate girls, is that these guys have, you know, average dicks, sometimes bigger. And they're like, you know, pretending that they're micropenes. What's your experience with that?
I have had a few that were average, but a lot of them, I mean, these guys could be in the record for the most tiny penis.
Oh, okay. Ooh, so how tall are we?
You do
talking?
Not want to. You don't want to be in the Guinness Book of World Records for that.
Smallest cock on earth. Are we talking like smaller than a clit? Are we talking like an eraser on a pencil? Paint the picture for me so I can visualize this.
Okay, so it's like maybe an enlarged clit.
Okay. And that's just so funny to me. And also, I thought it was so fun on your page. You have like different taxes that people are going to pay, like little surcharges. Can you take me through what these little upcharges are? Because I just think they're so funny, the way that you've taxed this about in your About My Show section.
Okay, so I believe I have like a pre-cum tax. So if you're already leaking a bit, you pay me. If you have a tiny dick, you pay me.
I love this. And what is, you're taxing a buck for a DJ. What's a DJ?
Basically, they get to choose my music.
Oh, okay, cool. I love
it. I thought it was a dick joke.
I know. I'm like, what is this? I feel, you know, I really pride myself, and I know Skin too, that we've heard everything. We pretty much have seen it all, heard it all. You really left me with some questions after perusing your page, but I think that's what is so alluring about you too. It's like, ooh, what's this? This is different. Aside from you being like super banging hot, it's just different. What is your favorite thing to do on cam?
One of my favorites was a small penis humiliation. I really just like telling guys how to jerk off or to like smell my stinky feet.
Do you ever have fans that try to buy your dirty gym shoes?
I've had a few.
You know, what is the weirdest request that someone's ever offered to buy of yours or pay you for offline? You know what I mean? Like they try to make a side deal off the website or something.
Oh my gosh, this is going to be so grody. I had a guy and he wanted me to wear some heels, get them really stinky, and then like crush them through shit.
Oh! Okay, but how much was he, how much did he want to pay? If it's like $20, no, but if is it like $500, $1,000? What are we talking, girl?
Yeah, I was trying to lowball me.
Oh no. No.
Yeah. Wasn't going to happen.
So, Skin, do you want to ask her what our favorite question is about the weirdest thing?
Well, we always...
I feel like she might have a few.
Yeah, I'm sure. It sounds like you're going to have some. But we always want to know with cam girls, what's the weirdest, most outrageous request you've had? Whether you did it or not, I'm sure there's some you've just turned down. But whether you did it or not, what's the weirdest, craziest request you've ever had?
Yeah, for a cam show.
See, now everything just seems kind of vanilla to me. I feel like I've kind of done most everything. Mm-hmm. But the strangest that I've only had once, I was camming with another friend of mine, and this guy wanted me to pretend to be a baby, right? And to mm-hmm. suck on her tits to get milk.
Wow, that's a good one.
You know what?
Very unique.
All in a day's work, right? Well, Katie Cams, you are so amazing. You're so sweet. Your voice is awesome. I could just pay you and want to talk to you just to hear that. But she's naughty and nice at the same time. Everyone, I want you to check her out. Katie with a Y, K-A-T-Y, cams.cammodels.com. And also follow her on Twitter at Katie Cams Tweet. We wish you the best of luck, beautiful, and have an awesome day.
Thank you. Y'all too.
Thanks, honey.
Thank you. Also, there's a show that I've talked to you about a number of times through the years called Power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's the drama. It's about the Manhattan lifestyles of the rich and, I guess, infamous in the underworld.
the drug show trade. That keeps giving, huh?
Yeah, and the main guy is Omari Hardwick. He plays Ghost, and he's trying to escape being a drug kingpin and try to be legitimized in New York City, and you know how that goes in these shows. And lots of beautiful actresses in this, and I got to tell you, they may go dark for a few weeks as far as nudity, but then they show up. And like I said, they're in their sixth season, and last night on the Stars Network, Power aired episode 3, and this Candace Maxwell, who's a nude-comer, and I always say this about when people ask me what makes a nude scene great, the number one factor,
how good a nude scene is.
Number one is lighting, and this is a perfect example. Look at the great lighting, and this girl's completely naked, really beautiful. But it's so well lit. You could see everything you need to see, right? Because they have the natural lighting.
Oh, and I'm
lighting.
Looking at everything. I'm on freeze frame right now.
Yeah, it's really hot. Really hot. She's with Tate from the show, Lorenz Tate, and he's a councilman on the show. But Andrea, how cute is this girl, and how sexy is this sex scene? They look like they're really having sex. Like, I believe it when I watch this. So.
Dude, I know. Not only is she, like, just so innocent and sweet looking in the face, but she's got perky little boobs, but, like, a big old juicy booty, and in a good way. Like, it looks firm.
You just want to get your hands on those butt cheeks, right?
Yeah, but my favorite is when she gets on that bed and then straddles.
Yeah. You almost get rear burger.
I mean, it's not, because I'm definitely checking, but we're so close to it.
Yeah, so a really, really good, nude scene. So that was in episode 3 of season 6 of Power on the Stars Network Sunday nights. And Andrea, this is the last season, so we're getting down to the final. So we've always been a big fan. 50 Cent was a producer for this show. We've already always been appreciative of this show for the great sex and nude scene. Some really good stuff through the years. We're going to miss it, but what a nice episode 3 of the final season, and I'm sure there'll be more in the coming weeks. I'll keep you posted on that.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I also wanted to talk about
Got cut off skin.
I know. But that's okay, because I do love the Wheel of Skin part of the show. And this is the part of the show where CP, my EP, spins the Wheel of Skin. And I am, of course, and Pat Say Jackoff. You are.
Vagia White.
Yes, this is a Merck and Griffin production. And what he does is, we have over 30,000 actresses now at MrSkin.com, and CP spins the wheel and pulls up an actress, of which then I can share her skinography, and hopefully it'll be someone you have heard of. But if not, I could turn you on to someone new. So CP, go ahead and spin.
Okay. We have Morgana.
Oh my God! There's no way, Andrea, you've heard of Morgana.
No,
do you remember the kissing bandit Morgana?
Wait, what?
Have you ever heard of Morgana the kissing bandit? That doesn't ring a bell.
No, but I'm already on an image search. Oh, okay. No, I don't know who this is at all. You'll have to enlighten me, because those titties are big.
Oh my God! Yeah, that's what she's known for, and. So let me say, here's what I know about her. Because as a guy growing up in the 70s, she was big in that, like, in the early 70s, she became famous for running out on the baseball field. I think her first one was Pete Rose in the early 70s, where she ran out on the field, like, and she had legit, like, natural, like, eye cup boobs, like, huge. Like, she used to joke.
Wait, those are real?
Oh, yes. Yes.
No.
Oh, yes. Yes. Now, I will say maybe in like the 80s or something, she got them lifted. But back in the day when she was running out on the field, they bounced all over. Yeah. She used to joke that she made Dolly Parton look flat. That was her big joke. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Ridiculously big. She started out like, she was born in Kentucky somewhere, and she got in, and this blows my mind, but she, like, lied about her age and got in, like, as a dancer at a club, like, when she was 15 or something. So she was
titties like that. Way ahead of her. You wouldn't think you're under
18.
She
was way ahead of her time. And anyway, but in the late 60s, so she was like, in her early 20s, she just started to run out on the field in, like, a bra in a t-shirt with no bra. And she would kiss, like, there's famous pictures of or video of her kissing, like, Pete Rose or Johnny Bench or Nolan Ryan, George Brett, who she was, like, you could compare her to, like, a Russ Meyer babe, sort of. And back then, they used to, like, nowadays, if someone runs out on the field, they won't show it. They don't want to give them publicity, because I don't encourage other people to do it. But she was, like, the first one to do that. And like, I remember watching it was the 1979 All-Star Game. And she not only ran out on the field, but the announcers were like, yeah, we heard Morgana was going to make a trip. Well, she did it. And the camera follows her bouncing boobs all around. Like, all the people in the audience are booing when the security comes and takes her away. You know, she was arrested. She was arrested a bunch of times. And she even, like, switched sports and did, like, basketball. I remember she did Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And she stopped doing any of this in, like, probably the late 80s. Still in things. Like, I remember she showed up in the Farrelly Brothers movie Kingpin in 96. She played herself. And anyway.
Wait, really? I don't remember her in Kingpin. I love that movie.
Yeah, she was in it as you'd know her if you saw her. Yeah. But anyway, but she was playing herself. But let's talk about, is there a chance any guy has to see her boobs? And first of all, I should say she did appear in Playboy. Playboy was smart, as they always are, and she was in a bunch of issues where she posed nude so you could see her boobs in Playboy. But here's what's even better than that. She did a movie in 1969, so she was like 21 years old or so, called Indian Raid, Indian Maid, which was like a cornploitation movie. It's like a hillbilly nudity. Like the success, there was Green Acres and Beverly Hillbillies, so they did these genre movies called cornploitation, like Farmer's Daughter type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And Indian Raid, Indian Maid was like one of those. An unknown actress in it, you know, they also known as Hicksploitation, you know. Mm-hmm. So an unknown actress at the time was Morgana. She has a bunch of great nude scenes in this, and I was so happy to track. I only have a videotape copy. I don't believe it was ever. I know it's not on a Blu-ray quality, but it's impossible to find, or was impossible to find. But we did, and I put up the website. It was one of my proudest days here at MrSkin.com when I was able to track that movie down, because I was such a fan of Morgana. You know, you see her in the t-shirts with the big bouncing boobs running on baseball fields, and then to find out she did a movie where she was, oh, by the way, completely nude with full bush and boobies.
I'm looking at it now.
Oh, are you looking at it? Okay, good. CP pulled it up. Awesome.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How great is she, man?
I mean, she's unreal. She's unreal. I'm speechless. Now.
Look at those torpedoes, and those were real, Andrew. Torpedo. It's 1969. Yeah, those are bombs. Yeah, very exciting.
You know, I feel like nature doesn't make boobs like that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, where are the boobs like this on current day?
Well, keep in mind, she was only like 21 when she filmed this, and again, back then, like 21 looked like 31, you know, so she definitely didn't. No, it's true. You just looked old. You just looked older at a younger age, but boob-wise, she was, those are 21-year-old boobs that, you know, they're really amazing. Really amazing.
I'm blown away. I really had no idea who she was. Now, honestly, I'm going to rewatch Kingpin, which is one of my favorite movies, just to see what the reference to her is, because I don't even remember her at all. So
she they did a documentary on her, which I got to watch. I've been meaning to watch that. I've known about it for a few years, and I never got around to watching it. But since CP just spun this one, now I got to go watch it, because I'm fascinated by her life. And it was so, and just the fact that she actually, you know, before she started running out on the field, actually did a movie where she got completely nude. So that's always a nice bonus. So anyway, great spin, CP. I love the Morgana. That's awesome. And yeah, I'm also always happy to turn Andrea onto a new actress or person.
Oh, yes. I feel like I've actually taken on a lot of culture that I didn't know from this era regarding, I mean, we talked about baseball, running on the field, movie. I mean, she's done it all. Playboy. I mean, wow. I really
nowadays, if you tried that stuff, you would get your ass kicked, you know. I mean, and she did. She had some rough, you know, she'd get, it was just different though in the 70s. They were, you know, the cops would laugh and stuff. You know, nowadays they'd tackle your ass out there.
Tase your ass,
Oh, yeah. So anyway, well, I got a couple more things to get to. Hey, I've been wanting to talk about this on Becoming a God in Central Florida, that Kirsten Dunst new show. And it's from Showtime. And I guess it was supposed to be, I read once where it was supposed to be a YouTube original production. Then YouTube stopped doing that type of thing or scaled it back. And then Showtime picked it up. And I got to tell you, Kirsten Dunst, you know, I remember when she was in Spider-Man and she had the wet t-shirt.
Yeah.
And she was in her, you know, early 20s. And it was right around, it must have been, yeah, she was in her like late teens, early 20s, and I was like, God, who is this girl? She's gorgeous. You know, that's where I really discovered her from, you know, from movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. Now she's like this hot MILF, and she plays this woman named Crystal Stubbs in this new show. and she's kind of a con woman, and there's this pyramid scheme and the whole thing. So, and it's in Florida, of course. So anyway, I don't think, from what I'm hearing, and based, and also because it was originally going to be on YouTube, I don't think we're going to see Kirsten Dunst naked. I mean, she's been in like bikinis and like showing a lot of cleavage, and there's been some sexy, she was in an aerobics class, but I just don't think she's going to be naked. If you do want to see her, check out a movie, a Lars von Trier movie from 2011 called Melancholia, where she got completely naked laying on the side of a river bed, and you could see her boobs, and she is really, really gorgeous. So,
she has excellent boobs. Yeah. There's not, I wouldn't change anything about them for any reason ever. They're perfect.
Oh yeah, she's really great, and I'm a big fan. I really she was in one of the Fargo seasons, and I was like, holy gee, she is a good actress too. So
she really
really good. So anyway, just wanted to update you on Becoming a God in Central Florida, and just let you know, I don't think we're going to get Kirsten Dunst nudity, but if it happens, I'll be very, very happy. So
that would be epic.
Yeah. Also, there's a new a show that they just released their second season called Elite. And Elite is a Spanish language series that Netflix released. And the first season came out in like October of 2018. And it's about these three working class teens that enroll in this exclusive private school in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
And then the working class kids and the rich kids don't get along, and there's a murder that happens. Aww. So so in 2018 Netflix releases Elite, and I gotta tell you, Andrea, I forgot about how great the first season of this show was. If you go to our website, the first season of Elite has some amazing menage a trois scenes. It has full nude scenes from a bunch of beautiful Spanish actresses. So we were really excited about season two. And in season two, a girl who, like this Esther Exposito, who was very naked in the first season, she showed butt in a brief scene, and that was it. It was like the old master bait and switch where...
Yeah.
There was a ton of nudity in the first season, and now the second season they really like went skimpy on it, so it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
But anyway, you could go to our site and check out the first season because it is spectacular. It's called the name of the series is called Elite, and it's a cool show, and I like the premise, and it's I don't want to say it's the Spanish version of Euphoria, but it deals with high school kids. But boy, was the first season spectacular. And that Esposito, she was in a Devil's Three-Way, and it's really, really good stuff. So anyway, check that out. But the second season, unfortunately, only had a brief butt shot of her. So.
Oh, man.
Yeah, sorry. Just wanted to update you on that. And a couple other things. My Skin Scouts are at the Toronto Film Festival currently, and we always get some really good stuff from there. Now, have you heard of this movie Hustlers with Jennifer Lopez, of a bunch of strippers with Cardi B and Lizzo? And
I'm actually shocked I haven't. It's at a film fest right now, or it's going to be mainstream?
Well,
What's the deal?
My guy saw it at the Toronto Film Fest, and it's actually going to open this weekend. It opens Friday, a big release.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we were thinking, now, I shouldn't say we, because I was very skeptical, but a lot of people were hopeful that, you know, it's a movie about strippers. And Jennifer Lopez and Cardi B and Lizzo are like the stars of it, right? And you're thinking they're all playing strippers. It's R-rated. We're going to get some nudity from them, right?
Right.
Well, as it turns out, my guy out there, he wrote back this. He goes, here, I'll even read what he sent me in an email. He said that if you're looking for any A-list nudity, forget it. A couple of the dancers. Yeah, he goes, there is
soul
nudity,
crushing.
But... they're all, and there's even male nudity, but the rest is all lingerie and sexiness. And he did say that both Cardi B and Lizzo are in pasties, so they have like tape over their breasts, so that's kind of hot, but it's not nude. And then I will say I am interested in seeing this when it comes out on Friday, but Jennifer Lopez has a dance number about 6 minutes in where she's in a kind of a thong, and
it's like
I gotta
a boy
say,
short thong, it looks like, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it's more like a it's probably more like a boy shirt. It's probably not as thongy as I'd like, because
I know
I already said when she was nude in Money Train before she was famous with Wesley Snipes, she showed breasts, and I always thought she's one actress that, as much as I'm a boob guy, like if I'm gonna see a body part of her naked, I'd kind of want it to be the butt. So we'll see. It's probably going to be more boy shortish than thong, like up the butt thong. But anyway, that happens about 6 minutes. But overall, Hustlers is kind of a disappointment to my skin scouts that are out there in Toronto watching all these movies and seeing it. So Hustler was a disappointment. We did find a cool one that I know a lot of people will be reporting on soon. When we report, I think we have the report up at our website, but there's a movie called Human Capital, starring Maya Hawke. And Maya Hawke's
been
big.
We love her.
We do, because she's Uma Thurman and Ethan Hawke's daughter. And she was in that movie, the Quentin Tarantino movie, which I loved, by the way, Once Upon a Time in America. Once Upon a Time. Quentin Tarantino's new movie. Mm-hmm. And she actually played one of the little Manson groupies in that. But I showed you a music video she did couple weeks ago. Remember where
you
she
did.
Dove into the water and you could see her butt. But in this movie, at the hour and 9 minute mark, she's topless, and
ooh,
we finally get to see. Yeah, when she was at the Tarantino movie premiere, she was wearing this unbelievable shirt for cleavage, like you've never seen anything like it.
That was something else.
If you want to see those boobs, they will be available in this movie, Human Capital. Obviously, it probably won't be in theaters until probably 2020, but we will be seeing Maya Hawke's boobs. It's pretty exciting stuff here at MrSkin.com.
It's very exciting stuff, because one of my favorite things you do is the generational mother-daughter. Like when you see the boobs generation after generation, I love that. And so now Uma Thurman is passing down those beautiful genes and passing that boob baton to her daughter. And, her daughter's so young, it's really just the genesis of her nude career. Let's be real.
No, we're going to start. That's going to start happening. I've been doing this long enough where we're going to have a grandma, a mom, and a daughter all naked. So
yes.
I will, I'm going to have to do that soon. So I've been doing this 20 years. So anyway, but Maya Hawke, that's breaking news from the Toronto Film Fest, will be topless in a movie called Human Capital at the hour and 9 minute mark. And she has a lot of other sexy scenes in that, in nightgowns and hooking up with guys and. But this scene at the hour 9 minute mark is the real deal, where we see breasts, both breasts. So that's great. So
very good.
So anyway, Andrea, Hustlers was a bit of a disappointment. I tell you to go watch Dancing at the Blue Iguana if you want to see a stripper movie where the actresses really come through in the clutch, like Jennifer Tilly and Sandra Oh and a bunch of others. That's how you do a stripper movie. But Hustlers, a bit of a disappointment, but Human Capital was a pleasant surprise. So. That's awesome. But Andrea, another great week in nudity, and I know next week I'll have a ton more stuff to talk about.
Absolutely, and you've given me quite the list of shows to check out, and I'm super stoked. So episode 166, another success. Thanks so much, Skin.
You're awesome. Thanks.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.